Bird Note, in partnership with Seattle Audubon. Consider the lowly starling. Much maligned as a pest and cursed by many as an invasive species, the European starling has had many fans, too. Eugene Schieflin thought enough of the starling, or of Shakespeare, to introduce about 50 pairs into the United States in the 1890s. Schieflin attempted to bring all of the birds mentioned in Shakespeare's plays into this country. Rachel Carson, author of Silent Spring, said of the starling, "In spite of his remarkable success as a pioneer, the starling probably has fewer friends than almost any other creature that wears feathers." But she also notes that he carries more than 100 loads of destructive insects per day to his screaming offspring. No less a figure than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart kept a pet starling. The story goes that while Mozart was rehearsing his Piano Concerto No. 17 in G, the bird began whistling along. The composer liked the bird's contribution so much that he actually wrote it into the concerto's grace notes. And when his beloved starling died, Mozart wrote a poem about it, which you can read by coming to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Frank Corrado.